Welcome to Curie, the podcast bringing healthcare professionals the insights they need to navigate the shifting landscape of medicine. I'm Matt, and today we're tackling a topic that's affecting hospitals, clinics, and providers across the country: how the Trump administration's healthcare policies are reshaping American medicine. Imagine starting your workday only to find that federal Medicaid funding portals are suddenly inaccessible, throwing hospitals, clinics, and patients into chaos. Or picture a world where the U.S. is no longer part of the World Health Organization, leaving us blind to global disease threats. These aren't hypothetical scenarios. They're some of the sweeping healthcare shifts under President Trump's administration. Today, we examine the changes shaping your profession and your patient's future. There's no denying it. Healthcare under Trump looks dramatically different than it did under previous administrations. From Medicaid funding freezes and Affordable Care Act rollbacks to the U.S. withdrawing from the WHO, these policies are already having real-world effects. But what does this mean for healthcare professionals, and how will it impact the way you practice medicine? Let's start by breaking down one of the most immediate concerns: Medicaid and public health funding. In early 2025, the Trump administration issued an order to temporarily freeze nearly all federal grants, including those affecting Medicaid. While the administration later clarified that Medicaid funding was exempt, the move sent shockwaves through hospitals and clinics that rely on these funds. The uncertainty left providers scrambling. Medicaid covers 70 million Americans, including 40% of all U.S. births, and 38 million children. When healthcare funding is thrown into limbo, it isn't just patients who are affected. It's the hospitals, physicians, and entire care networks that depend on those funds to keep services running. And this is just the beginning. Congressional Republicans are considering deeper Medicaid cuts as part of a broader effort to finance tax reductions. That could mean tighter eligibility requirements, reduced reimbursements, and fewer covered services. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon didn't mince words when he called the move a blatant attempt to rip away healthcare from millions of Americans overnight and will get people killed. The question now is whether these proposed cuts will materialize, and if they do, how they will reshape the safety net for millions of low-income patients and the providers who care for them. Of course, Medicaid isn't the only major shift in Trump's healthcare agenda. The Affordable Care Act, already a target in his first term, is facing new rollbacks. Biden ER policies that expanded ACA coverage, including longer enrollment periods and enhanced subsidies, have been rescinded. Over 24 million Americans rely on ACA plans for insurance, and without subsidies, many will see their premiums skyrocket. That's not all. The Trump administration is also considering reinstating Medicaid work requirements, a policy that in past iterations resulted in millions of people losing coverage due to bureaucratic hurdles. Kevin Thompson, a healthcare policy expert, warns with fewer subsidies and a return to shorter enrollment periods, we'll see more uninsured patients seeking emergency care instead of preventative treatment. And as any healthcare professional knows, when preventative care disappears, chronic conditions escalate, emergency rooms fill up, and hospitals absorb the cost of uncompensated care. One area where Trump's healthcare policies remain unpredictable is prescription drug pricing. One of Biden's signature healthcare achievements, allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices, has now been scrapped. This was supposed to be a major cost-cutting measure expected to save seniors up to $800 per year on prescription drugs. Without it, many older patients will see their medication costs rise. And it doesn't stop there. A planned $2 monthly cap on generic drugs for Medicare recipients has been halted, significantly increasing out-of-pocket expenses for those who rely on these cost-saving measures. Trump has hinted at an alternative plan to tie U.S. drug prices to international benchmarks, but so far, no details have emerged. The pharmaceutical industry has long resisted pricing regulations, and without clear policy direction, the uncertainty could leave many seniors struggling to afford essential medications. If domestic policy shifts weren't enough, the Trump administration has also taken a bold and controversial step on the global stage, withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization. This decision, fueled by criticisms of the WHO's handling of COVID-19 and alleged political biases, has far-reaching consequences. The WHO plays a crucial role in global disease surveillance, ensuring real-time tracking of emerging threats. Without U.S. participation, the country loses direct access to critical data on new influenza strains, pandemic risks, and vaccine development. D. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, warns, "By leaving the WHO, the U.S. is isolating itself in a time when global collaboration on health is more important than ever." Without the WHO's network, future pandemics could catch the U.S. off guard, delaying response efforts and vaccine rollouts. The organization has been instrumental in eradicating smallpox, nearly eliminating polio, and coordinating responses to Ebola outbreaks. Hey, without U.S. support, its ability to combat global health threats is weakened, and healthcare professionals could find themselves navigating future crises with far less international coordination. Another major shift under the Trump administration is the rollback of diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) programs in healthcare. Trump has banned all federal funding for DEI initiatives, arguing that they undermine merit-based hiring. This decision is already being felt across medical institutions that had invested in training, recruitment, and patient care models aimed at reducing healthcare disparities. At the same time, Trump has reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, also known as the Global Gag Rule, which cuts off U.S. aid to international organizations that provide or advocate for abortion services. This policy doesn't just impact reproductive rights, it affects millions of people globally who rely on U.S.-funded healthcare programs for maternal health, contraception, and even HIV/AIDS treatment. Janine Madan Keller, a global health policy expert, calls this an unprecedented rollback of reproductive rights affecting not only women in the U.S., but millions globally who rely on U.S. aid for healthcare. As the policy takes effect, healthcare professionals working in reproductive health will need to navigate new restrictions, potentially leading to reduced access to essential services for their patients. So, where does all of this leave us? Medicaid funding is uncertain. The ACA is being dismantled. Drug prices remain unpredictable. The U.S. has stepped away from global health leadership, and reproductive health care is facing new limitations. These changes aren't just political moves. They have direct consequences for the way health care is delivered, how hospitals function, and how providers care for their patients. As healthcare professionals, you're at the front lines of these policy shifts. Whether it's navigating Medicaid funding uncertainties, adjusting to ACA rollbacks, or preparing for global health threats without WHO support, the reality is clear. Healthcare in the U.S. is undergoing seismic changes. The question remains, how will these policies shape the future of medicine, and what role will you play in adapting to this new landscape? Thank you for joining me today on Curie. If you found this episode insightful, there's much more to explore on the Curie app, including access to exclusive episodes, in-depth discussions, and the tools you need to stay informed. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep connecting.